Let's get back to that issue of when, you know, the whole idea of public art, and what if everybody doesn't agree that it's important or matters or what it looks like, don't like what it looks like.
Well, I can tell you a story about the field of corn in Dublin, which I think is, and this is building on the talk about the Calder piece not being popular in Grand Rapids
at first,
and it's now the icon of the city that's on their garbage trucks and the thing.
Right, exactly. And it's on all of their signposts, all their street signs.
And Justin mentioned the Eiffel Tower, which was, you know, considered an eyesore when it was built, and now who doesn't go to Paris to see the Eiffel Tower?
Well, so, it's the iconic symbol of Paris. Yeah.
So I was on a teaching exchange in Holland when my proposal was selected for Dublin, and this is pre-internet, pre-email,
right.
And so I got a fax of the front page of the Dispatch, and this is paraphrasing; it's not quite right, but it's something like "Field of Corn to set Dublin on its ear." And I got a call from the then director of the Dublin Arts Council and said, "What do we do?" You know. And the big complaint was, one of the complaints was, you know, couldn't we have had a playground? You know, what about for the kids? What are we going to do? You know. Well, conditions of the competition was that they saw it as a place that would have drive-by potential, that would not be a park where you would stop and get off. So that's one of the things that I thought about. But I said, basically, you know, I can't do anything from here, but when I come back from Holland, I will be glad to make a presentation about it. And I began doing some research, and this was an odd circumstances, because it was researching after the fact to try to justify why I would put ears of corn in that location.
And big ears of corn. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Large-scale figures.
Just for people humans, who aren't familiar
humans,
with it.
Human-sized ears of corn without the husks.
Right.
I went through a number of things. Just my gut had told me that had been a farming. It's on the river.
Yeah.
It's very fertile land, you know. But what really cinched it for me is that I was able to get a photograph through a local historian who was in touch with the woman, Eulalia France, who used to live there. Their farm was torn down. That's why it's France Road. And it had a photograph of cornfield with paper bags over the ears so that they could control pollination. And Sam France was working with the OSU Extension on that. And I thought, this really nails it. You know, so I made this presentation. But still, it was not popular. Now, this, just to rewind a little bit, because things changed very fast in the last 24 years, Tuttle Mall did not exist at that point.
Right.
There were stakes where the road would be, and this was just, you know, all in the, quote, development. Well, that was 94. About 2000, one of my students came in at OSU and said, "Have you seen this brochure from Tuttle Mall?" I said, "No, I don't shop at Tuttle Mall." Well, it was their spring brochure for the whole mall, and the background photos were all a field of corn. And I thought, boy, this is amazing that within the space of 6 to 8 years, you have something being used as a marketing tool. Now I have a collection of photographs people send me. "Hey, did you see this at Trader Joe's? Over the produce stand, somebody did a chalk drawing of the field of corn." Trader Joe's on fun, you know. And it's remarkable to see that transformation.
I had friends who did their Christmas card there every year.
Well, yeah, and then back to this point about what can the kids do? Well, on the dedication, kids were running around, hiding behind them, playing frisbees around them. Kids get it.
Yeah.
Kids are a really good index. Now, I say that because I think, again, to expand on what Justin said, I think that it's that probably the best public works are controversial to begin with. If they're universally loved to start with, then it's something that's really familiar. And you think about that in terms of music, think about it in terms of literature. But people, the initial reaction to things we're not familiar with is that we either don't understand them or expands to we don't like them. And it takes exposure and thinking. And I think that can happen in the public realm as well as any other art form.